This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So as we said before, the dunya, the zahir, the outside, is a zina, is a decoration, not to be infatuated by that only. And the batin, the inside, is for the smart person, ibrah. It's a lesson to learn things from. Okay, everything that happens in our lives, positive and negative, should be taken as a lesson that this is a message Allah has sent me to bring me closer to Him. If it is positive, it is still not to distract me from Him, to bring Him closer. And if it is something what I consider negative, it is still so that Allah wants me to turn to Him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is all going to end. What remains? So immediately, next ayah, Allah switches to وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. To the day of judgment.
What number is this?
Ayah 47. 47. And on that day, يَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالُ, the day that we will move the mountains, things that we consider solid, things that we consider as immovable, the strongest things on this earth, Allah says they will be moved as if elsewhere, like clouds, either solid floating around, like you have in parades, or made into dust and clouds and moved, because both those descriptions are in the Quran, some of the ayats that we have read before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً, and you will see the earth leveled and barren. No shades, no buildings, no structure, completely leveled. Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to hide. Everything level. And وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, and we will gather them all. From Adam alayhi salam till the last child, everyone. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will not leave behind one. Every single one. Now imagine that scene. No place to hide. Level ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us to that day where the Baqiyatul Salihat will count. Immediately He takes us to that scene. That everything that you're seeing in this dunya that looks so impressive, whether it's the Burj, whether it's this, whether it's that, whether it's so-and-so was the richest man yesterday and today he's seventh richest, all of that leveled, nothing left. Flat earth. So this is a warning. In a way, there should be a prefix. In other words, prefix for us. I shouldn't use the word that. There is an implied prefix, beware of the day. Although it starts with وَيَوْمَ نُسَيْ, the day that means beware, be careful of that day. And Allah will not leave anything. All landmarks, everything are gone. Just imagine Mount Everest as if it never existed. Oceans didn't exist. Everything that's built structurally is gone. Everything that we fought over, that we struggled over, possessions, everything is gone. Now comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are gathered. We will gather you without leaving you. So what do you bring? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what we are going to bring in the next ayah. وَعُرِدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً, and you will be presented before your Lord on that level field, saf, rows. Elsewhere it comes sufuf, in groups, behind each messenger, no messenger, types of people, groups, grouped according to your deeds, grouped according to who you followed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرُدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً, that we will bring you forth just the way that we created to you the first time. And when we were created the first time, what possessions did we have?
Nothing.
Naked, barefooted, uncircumcised, no entourage, no wealth, nothing. You will come just like that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bal za'amtum, but you falsely thought, أَلَّن نَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ مَوْئِدًا, that we would not make this day of meeting, that we have not assigned this day of meeting. You denied this day of that you will be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Za'ama means to, think. It generally means falsely. Okay? That you falsely thought that, nothing's going to happen, that this day doesn't exist. Remember that the two people of the garden, the one he says, that I don't really think that there is going to be a day of judgment. But if there is, then, I'm still going to get better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that now anyone who comes to the day of judgment with that feeling that this wasn't going to be, obviously is one who is not prepared for that day. So this is a warning for us that this is a reality, even though as believers we know that it will happen, at least on our tongues, but is hopefully it's a reality, because reality means that we prepare for it, that we have something to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all of that is going to come in the next few ayahs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, and this is very, very interesting, and very, it's not just interesting, it's sort of scary. وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابِ, and the books will be laid open. What books are these? Everyone's records. Some will be given their books in their right hand, some will be given the books on their left hand, behind their backs, and then Allah will lay them open. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ, and the mujrim, the criminal, one, the biggest criminal is the disbeliever, the mushrik, but there can be criminals who disobeyed Allah from this ummah also. مُشْفِقِينَ means they will be terrified to look in the book. مِمَّا فِيهِ, to see what is in this. All of us will have our books and we will look in them. And it will be a terrifying scene, because at that time we will realize what we had sent forward, which we had not done tawbah for, which we had not erased. وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ, and he will say, oh, woe to me, I'm destroyed, woe to me. What kind of book is this? What is the surprise? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. It has not left anything. صغير. Allah starts with صغير. The smallest thing. If the smallest thing is in there, everything bigger than that is going to be in there. One glance, one word, and then everything else. Illa ahsaha. It doesn't say recorded. Ahsa means recorded in detail. What was the intention? How it was carried out? How it was planned? What enjoyment came out of that? And what were the consequences? What it did? Everything of each deed. That's why it's going to be an amazing record. That's why he said, what kind of book is this? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsa. Everything recorded in every detail. Some of the details that we don't even pay attention to will be there, because the angels do that. And then some of our saintly scholars, one of them said that this is the part that I find the scariest in the whole Quran, that puts more fear in me than it. And these are the saintly scholars. What is it? وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا, and they will find in it, in facing them, what they did. Just imagine. Everything that I am ashamed of having done will be there. And there for me, it's not being displayed to others. For me, what is my fear? That Allah is in front of me. And He is aware of this. And this is something to reflect on. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He does not wrong, do dhulm on anyone. Allah is saying, don't blame me. Don't say, what kind of book is this? What you are seeing in the book is what you did. You were given a blank book. This is your writing. This is your life. You wrote it. You wrote your biography of deeds. So don't blame anyone. Allah does not do dhulm on anyone. And Allah warned us of this over and over again. So this is the scene Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that you are seeing the zina of this dunya. But remember, this is the reality of the day. This is what you're going to come to me with. So prepare for that day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the scene again. Now we are talking here of the last day. The dunya has come to an end and the hisab has started. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly takes us way back. Next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوا بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us back to the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Because telling us that that's where you started, and we warned you right at that time about your enemy, which is your Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind them what? That when we said to the angels, usjudu li Adam, do sajda. Now, just for our understanding, for us, we do sajda of ta'abbud, of worship. But this is sajda of tashrif, of honoring. Allah did not ask the angels to worship Adam alayhi salam. In the old days before our Sharia, you honored people by doing sajda. That's why if you remember in one of the stories of the Quran, who did sajda to who? Yusuf alayhi salam's father and mother did sajda to him and his brothers. Okay? So that was not worshipping. It was honoring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angel, he's taking us back to the creation of our father, Adam alayhi salam, beginning of creation. He ordered, do sajda of tashrif, of honoring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasajadu. And immediately, fa is means something that happens immediately as opposed to thumma, after a while. The moment the command came, angels do immediately. Illa Iblis, except Iblis. Kana min al-jinn, because he was from the jinn. He was not an angel. And here's a very clear, this is the clearest in the Quran where it's clearly stated that he was from the jinn. Okay. So he had a choice as opposed to the angels who do not have a choice. And he said, فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. And he rebelled. Fisq means to sort of break out of the boundaries. Like when the seed germinates, it breaks and the thing sprouts out. That's called fisq. So break out from the commands, he rebelled from it, rebellion. Break through the norms. Amri Rabbihi, the command of his Lord. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is what happened. That was his arrogance. That's not mentioned here, but that was it. He was from a creation made from fire, as opposed to the angels who are made from Noor. So he had a choice. He was given a choice and he made the wrong choice. Okay? He made the wrong analogical reasoning. Allah's command was in front of him. He tried to think, you know, he analyzed, you know, I'm from the fire, he's from clay, I am better than him. Whereas this analogical reasoning does not stand when there is a clear command from Allah. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying he made the wrong decision and wrong choice, and he is forever rejected regime, cursed forever. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ. Would you take him and his progeny as your patron protecting friends other than me? In other words, Allah wants good for you. He is giving you commandments. Follow what Allah wants you to do. Instead, you follow what shaitan, Iblis, where I told you from day one, he is your enemy. He is your avowed enemy. He and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذُرِّيَّتِ and his progeny. So they have children. Jinns have children. And Allah's, Iblis's children have been assigned different jobs. One is to cause marital discord. One is to cause somebody to tempt them to zina. One to this. One to distract them in salah. They have been assigned their specialists and subspecialists. You know, khanzab is the one who comes in salah. The moment you start, your mind goes somewhere. That's khanzab. That's his specialty to come. So there are jinns that are from the children of Iblis who take people astray and make them forget. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that he is your min dunihi wa hum lakum adu. They are your enemies. Why would you follow them when Allah, your Rabb who does your tarbiyah, who brings you through all stages of your development and your growth and spiritual, physical, cognitive, intellectual, psychological, all that Allah has done your tarbiyah, and you go to Iblis. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. What a terrible evil exchange. You have Allah's guidance and you choose Iblis. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a terrible deal you have made. So in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these. So Iblis's main job is to take people from disobedience to the point of taking them to kufr and shirk, because that ends up in Jahannam permanently. That's his job. So he asks people one way or the other to start worshipping idols or shirk of asbab and shirk of things. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that now look at these false deities that Iblis makes you worship. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَدُدًا. That Allah says, I did not make them witness the creation, these things that you now worship, including Iblis. He didn't worship the creation of the universe. Now that's interesting, because today what does science say? That the only thing that's verifiable and true is what is observable. You know, your experiments should be able to show you this. Everything is observable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counters that by saying, we did not allow them, I did not allow them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth. So if you want that as an evidence that unless we witness it, it doesn't exist, you know, it exists. So this is an argument for that there is a necessary being as opposed to all the contingent beings who depend on that. That it didn't. So science takes us back to the singularity, as it says, 13.7 billion years ago, there was something very compact and tight, singularity, and then it exploded, the Big Bang theory. This is what science says, because using those, you know, the microwave radiations and all, they've assessed that this happened, but they can't go, where did that singularity come from? Okay, now the encyclopedia of the Smithsonian starts with that the universe started 13.7 billion years ago from nothing. And then there was singularity from nothing. So they're so close to that how did it get created? That there was a necessary being who created, because it doesn't happen. So now they talk about, well, there was singularity and there were quantum fluctuations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you did not witness this. I did not have anybody to witness this. This is how it started. So the only way you will know about it is by hearing about it, khabar, which is what I am telling you. which I have told in previous divine revelations, and finally in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and they did not witness their own creation. The jinn did not witness their own creation. I did not witness my own creation. You did not witness your own creation. But we know what happens from the knowledge that Allah has given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and therefore, since these are all my creations, why would I take them as my partners and as my helpers? Okay, it makes no sense. وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَدُدًا. Those who lead people astray, why would I take them as my helpers? Does it make any logical sense? And the answer is, no, it does not.